First and foremost, we're talking about superstitions. A brand new nationwide study has revealed Ireland's most superstitious counties, with the results dropping just in time for Halloween. The research carried out by MyCasino.org Ireland combines Ireland independent survey data and local folklore mapping. So lots of research went into that. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line now to discuss this more with Ballyhigh native JJ Lee of Research Frontier. JJ, tell me, where does Kerry rank in the research? And I suppose, first and foremost, what inspired you to undertake this project?
It's a great question. I suppose it came from my own kind of initial kind of own superstitions and kind of a chat here that we had amongst our kind of team internally, kind of discussing, you know, things like a magpie flies past the window and you'd start saluting it, or, you know, you'd knock on wood to kind of stave off any bad omens. So I said, right, well, I consider myself still quite young. So I said, right, I'll have a look at this and see how many people actually still believe in these superstitions. So we built out a list. And we did kind of a nationwide survey. It was part of the scoring that we had to look at. And then other kind of things like Google search trend data, and then just kind of general folklore and kind of cultural events around the country.
Yeah.
So just wanted to kind of get a gauge on what sort of age groups were still believing in these superstitions. Was it more of an older thing? Are the younger crowd still kind of getting involved in this sort of stuff? And where kind of are they more localized throughout the country? So is it definitely more of a rural thing? Or is it kind of filtering into the cities, just to kind of get a more better understanding of it, I suppose.
Of course, and I suppose before we get into the findings, and it's fascinating, the findings of it all, could you explain, I suppose, in simple terms, you meant, say, Google search and stuff like that there now. How was it you created the data and you found all the answers?
So basically what we did is, to really boil it down, we combined kind of three main data sources. So we took a national survey. We looked at Google search trend data, which just kind of is types of searches that people are inputting into Google on a daily basis. And we looked at them over about a 20-year period. Mm-hmm. And then we examined something that we were kind of dubbing here a folklore footprint. So imagine things like ghost tours that might be in a county or in a town, festivals, heritage activity, kind of haunting activities, different festivals you might see there around Halloween.
Yeah.
And then we created an index scoring out of 100 for each county. And that's how we ranked.
Okay, very interesting. And I suppose Kerry features on the list, but it's not the top. I suppose if you take us through the results, Kilkenny was crowned the most superstitious county. What stood out that crowned them the most superstitious?
So Kilkenny came out at number one. So they came out with a score of about 57.9% out of 100, out of a possible 100. So Kilkenny was kind of ranking highly across all different sort of aspects that we had a look at here. They've got a kind of a strong background there in ghost tours, kind of folklore festivals, things like that. For all of the kind of Google search trends that we examined on a kind of a granular basis, they ranked highly across the board for all. They didn't really peak in the number one position for any particular term, mm-hmm. but they scored highly for every single term. And then our survey data, as much as we can boil into that, it's more of a nationally representative survey. But for most questions, everyone that answered in Kilkenny, they were answering that they were indeed superstitious and that they believed in most of the superstitions that we did ask them about.
Right. It's very interesting. And on the flip side then, Tipperary, Laois and Sligo ranked the lowest. I suppose it's the people's answers, so we don't really know, but is there an indication why the superstitions might be less prevalent there?
Yeah, so Tipperary came out at the bottom of our rankings. They came out with a score of 29.9%, which is fairly low. So obviously the people up in Tip haven't a notion or haven't a clue or any worry at all about superstitions. Fair play to them. But yeah, so from kind of the survey answers and stuff like that, they answered fairly lowly. So in terms of actually just asking them, were they superstitious or not? We don't have the exact figures here, but they were fairly low on the interest side of things. Similarly there wouldn't be many kind of heritage events or kind of haunting sort of festivals or anything like that in and around Tipperary. They're on the lower side. And then with the Google search interest there was very low results for most of the phrases that we examined in Tip.
Okay, that's fierce interesting. And I suppose we better jump into Kerry. How do we get on?
Yeah, look, I mean, it could be a good or a bad result, whichever way you want to look at it. So Kerry came ninth. She came ninth in the overall rankings. So it was a score of 42, which I suppose isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But I suppose we can definitely say it's one of the most superstitious parts of the country. You've actually some kind of granular figures there. So Tralee, actually, of all places, scored 100% in search interest for search term for fairies over the past 20 years.
Right.
And both Tralee and Killarney scored very highly for things like ghosts, horoscopes, tarot, and even Halloween over the past 20 years. So there's definitely some sort of a real connection there to kind of folklore and belief in things, I suppose, beyond logic, if you're going to just describe it that way.
Of course, yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. So 100 out of 100 in terms of fairies in Tralee, that's very, very interesting. So there's obviously a very strong superstition or belief or, I suppose, connection. We all know about the fairy forts and things like that. So it's very strong among the Tralee people.
Absolutely. And I mean, just in kind of terms of the entire survey, so fairy forts should never be disturbed is actually our highest ranked superstition. So
really,
out of everyone that we surveyed and questioned, 69% of people agreed with that statement that you should never disturb a fairy fort. Wow. Then also about 66% of people said that roads should be rerouted entirely to avoid a fairy fort.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's obviously across the board. And you mentioned both Killarney and Tralee showing high interest levels in Halloween. Obviously, always a good time of year. And as we can see around Kerry at the moment, there's lots of, and with the Samhain Festival, lots of buy into that too. Did the findings suggest that Kerry's superstitions, I suppose, they lean more towards folklore, or is it more towards modern and mystical sort of things?
You know what? It's a bit of a mix.
Right. So
there's a lot of kind of regular stuff here, just, you know, stuff that we call everyday superstitions, I suppose. We've the fairy forts. Obviously, that's a big one. Avoid putting new shoes on the table. That's ranking in at about 63%, which was a new one to me, to be honest with you. I had never come across that.
Yeah, same.
But, knocking or touching wood to avoid bad luck. Obviously, that's about 60% as well. Throwing salt over your shoulder to avoid bad luck. That's around kind of the 47, 48%.
Wow.
So they're all kind of definitely more traditional kind of folklore, more kind of superstitions that would have been passed on possibly from your grandparents or great-grandparents, whoever. The Banshee gets a special mention, of course. There's about 29 to 30% of respondents said that they still believe in the Banshee, and then another 24% of people said that they've heard in the past what they believe was a Banshee.
Wow.
So there's definitely something a bit more kind of paranormal, I suppose, if you want to call it that way, going on.
Of course, yeah, that's fierce interesting. And I suppose back to one of the points I found you had in the survey, and it really jumped out to me. It was, I think you mentioned it as well, 52% of Irish people describe themselves as superstitious, and that rises to 63% among women. So I suppose, what does that tell us about the cultural reach of our superstitions today?
Yeah, I suppose even just from a personal standpoint there, if you were to put it back into when I was growing up, my mother was always coming up with superstitions. She was always saluting magpies. She was always knocking on wood. She was doing something like that.
Yeah.
Dad, no, not so much.
Right.
So, you know, I think when you want to get down into if you want to get a use case there, that's probably what we're looking at.
That's very...
It's definitely a fascinating one about the men and the women split. What I actually found really interesting was, there was, out of the people who answered that they weren't superstitious, 89% of those people still followed at least one superstition. So that kind of says it all.
Right, of course, yeah. So even though they claimed to not be superstitious, they still were superstitious.
They're still doing something. They're still, you know, avoiding fairy forts, or they're refusing to go to St. Bridget's Cross or something like that.
Not walking on cracks on a Friday or something. Yeah, whoa.
Exactly, yeah.
That's fascinating. You couldn't make that up, really. Yeah, that's a very good one. And another one that jumped out, JJ, was younger people, the 18 to 24 year olds, that they're the most superstitious age group. I was very surprised by that.
Same as that. When the results came through, I was shocked, to be honest with you. So yeah, 18 to 24 year olds are the most superstitious age group out of the people that we've surveyed. There's about 64%. Of that age group have said that they were superstitious. And they've only, just behind them then is the 55 to 64 age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
They're around 59% superstitious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've won actually by a considerable margin there. It was something that I found very interesting. I myself personally would have thought it would have swayed definitely more towards the older generation.
Of course, because you'd always hear of the old pishogues and the stories that would be handed down through the generations and things like that. So that's very interesting. I suppose, is there any indication to what might be behind it? Is it like things, videos on TikTok or social media? Or, you know, there's a big resurgence in the crystals and tarot reading and that sort of stuff. Or is there any indication of what might be behind that rise?
I think there's definitely more of an interest there amongst the kind of younger demographics. They mightn't necessarily believe in a whole pile of these older superstitions, but they're definitely from our research anyway, we found they're definitely more aware of kind of more supernatural, paranormal type things, if you want to call it that way. But then when you actually get into the surveying of them, they actually believe in an awful lot of these, you know, the likes of the Banshee or ghosts or bonfires or something like that. And I think it probably comes as well down to a bit, there's more of an awareness of kind of the tradition of Samhain, I suppose, in Ireland, and that kind of becoming such a bigger thing across the globe, really. It's filtered the whole way through pop culture and everything like that. So I think the younger generation definitely have more of an awareness of it. And then by proxy, I suppose, they're picking up these superstitions and believing in them a bit more than perhaps they would have done maybe 20, 30 years ago.
That's very true. That's very, very interesting as well. And like you said, even when you were saying things throughout there, like touching wood, I think there's not a day goes by that I don't touch wood or wave at a magpie when I'm driving in the car. So it's across the board.
That's it.
I suppose another important one, our neighbours in Cork, are we more or less superstitious than them?
We're definitely more superstitious than them anyway. Cork actually were one of them. They were one of the lowest ranking ones, would you believe?
Okay.
So Cork actually came in 14th position, would you believe?
Okay.
So they scored about 41%. So Kerry came in with 41.96, so we're about that 42%. Cork then came in with about 40.8%.
Yeah.
So we're not too far ahead.
I suppose.
But once you get kind of past kind of Kerry, Offaly, Clare, Limerick, Dublin, they're all quite tight together there. They're all hovering around the 40-41%. But we are a little bit more superstitious than the Cork crowd, for whatever reason that may be.
They might hold that one over us, I'm not sure now, but it's quite tight, it's quite tight. And I suppose, JJ, you mentioned it as well, there was a few bits stood out to you and surprised you. Could you tell me a few more of those which struck you as quite unusual?
Yeah, so I think one for me anyway, just getting away from the age group sort of thing. So our respondents, we asked them where they were based, or would they consider themselves more rural, suburban or urban. So it's actually 61% of respondents in rural areas said that they were superstitious. Suburban residents said they were about 53%. Then people that lived in urban areas said that they were only about 38% superstitious. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you kind of look at the rankings, that does kind of tend to add up. You have the likes there of Dublin only came 13th, Cork 14th. They would have big kind of urban centres, you know. And I suppose other from that then, just looking at the actual biggest individual superstitions, there's some other really good numbers in here that I kind of enjoyed. You know, number 7 on the overall ranking of the biggest superstitions here in Ireland, believe that your ears are believe that burning ears mean someone's talking about you. That came in at 46%.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes my ears be burning sometimes and I wouldn't really realise what's going on. So maybe there you go.
There's definitely
similarly
something
there. Yeah, and even, you know, 36% of people believe that an itchy nose means that a fight or unexpected news is coming.
That's right. And is it the left side of the nose that's good or the right side of the nose is bad? That's another, I don't know, is that more of a Castle Island leaning now? But
there's so many different kind of versions to these things and kind of different spin-offs you could do. You could be all day at it.
That's the thing. And I suppose it's testament. There's a lot of people in the county who say, we're not that superstitious, but the findings show we're definitely in the top 10 in Ireland anyway.
Absolutely.
JJ, finally, if there's people listening and they're saying, do you know what, I'm not sure, we're not that superstitious here in Kerry, what would you say to them?
I'd say you'd probably want to have a bit of a look at yourself, because I'd consider myself not too superstitious. But then even when I was looking at these questions, I was saying, oh, do you know what, I do that actually. And I do that one as well. And oh no, I do that one too. So look, again, just to harp back to the figure, 89% of people who said that they weren't superstitious still followed one of these superstitions. So if you don't think you're superstitious, you probably are at the end of the day.
Very true. Very true. JJ, appreciate the time. Really appreciate you chatting with us here today.
No problem. Cheers, David. Thank you.
That is Ballyhoig native JJ Lee of Research Frontier with their fascinating brand new nationwide study revealing Ireland's most superstitious counties. Kerry coming in at 9th, and Ireland's biggest superstition from the research was that fairy forts should never be disturbed. What superstitions are in your household? Do let us know. Avoid putting new shoes on the table was a new one for me now. Or saluting and waving a magpie, I thought it would have been more common, but 38% of respondents, JJ said, and that's quite fascinating research. So we've got more on the way after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Open for lunch early.